Opal, let's begin here with you. Your mother's name.
Daisy. Her maiden name was Daisy Saunders. She married my father, who was Joe Benefield.
And they lived a rural life?
And they lived in a place called Benefield Town because it was on the little town that my grandfather had. He had five businesses, so he called it Benefield Town.
Vida, your mother's name?
My mother's name was Clara Brazelton Elsner, her maiden name, Clara Brazelton. And she married Alec Elsner, Alexander, but we called him Alec.
Did you have brothers and sisters, Vida?
I have one sister.
And Opal, you have brothers, sisters?
My mother gave birth to 10 children, but only 7 of them lived. And they were all girls except 2.
And then when you were 3 years old?
Well, when I was 3 years old, my mother had been very ill. She couldn't speak for herself. She was in a coma, and the neighbors were trying to help her like they used to do. And she could hear what they were talking about, but she couldn't do anything about it. But she heard them say that they were going to separate the children. Somebody wanted the oldest girl and boy because they could give their husband him to work on the farm, and the girl could help with the little ones and help her with the canning and things like that. And my mother couldn't say anything, but she could hear what was being said. They were going to give the baby to a couple that never had any children, and they wanted the baby. But they didn't know much what to do with me because I was 3 years old. I had yellow jaundice, and I was yellow, and I didn't look like very much. I asked my mother when she's telling us about it, and I said, "Well, who asked for me? You didn't say." She said, "Well, honey, you looked so bad. You were yellow with yellow jaundice. Nobody wanted you. You looked like a doctor bill to them. So nobody spoke for you." But she said, "You were my best behaved baby of all the children."
Where did you go then?
There was a woman who came by going to Sand Springs, taking her two brothers and going to see a man named Charles Page, who was taking people. There was an epidemic of flu and measles, and her parents had died with the flu and some of the family. She stopped at my mother's house to get some water in bottles that she was carrying in the buggy, and she told her all about it. So my mother, when she got sick and she heard people talking about taking us as little unpaid servants, well, she prayed for the Lord to let her live long enough to get her children to this man she'd heard about. And the Lord did. She got better. But she was still very ill when she started out toward Sand Springs to meet this man. And she left her children with a nephew. A niece went with her because she was still sick, and she carried the baby because it was nursing. She carried it with her. The next morning, they went to see Mr. Page.
And who is Mr. Page?
Mr. Page was a man who had bought a piece of land that I think was about 8 miles from Tulsa. They said it was a worthless piece of land, and when he said he was going to build a town, he had vowed that he was going to build a town that would have jobs for even older people because his mother couldn't find work when she was left with 8 children and there were no jobs to help them, and she had a very hard time. And he took himself to be the one to take care of the family because his father died when he was 11 years old.
And that's the story of Charles Page.
Yes.
That we know of in this community. And then you went to live as a 3-year-old in the Charles Page home.